The Leslie Marshall Show, a true democracy in talk radio. Of, for, and by you, the people.
America, welcome to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is not Leslie Marshall. If you've been listening all week, you know that already. My name is Mark Levine. I am an ex-congressional attorney. I left my career as a trial lawyer in California to come to Washington, D.C. to do some good, to change some things. Only I had the unfortunate, unfortunateness, let's say, of working under a Republican administration in a Republican Congress as the administration, well, let's say it, bankrupted our country, took us into a war with a country that never attacked us, spied on millions of Americans without a warrant, without the Constitution, tortured innumerable people, put people in jail without trial, spent huge amounts of money just handing out money on the streets of Iraq and to friends at Halliburton and so forth and so on. And I kept learning all these facts about the world that made me upset. And the thing that was most upsetting was the press wasn't reporting it. I remember finding out that there was serious weakness in our homeland security. And I thought, well, this is something certainly that the government should deal with. But I worked on a bill, in fact, to help round up loose nuclear materials. The same bill, by the way, that Barack Obama would later work on and pass with Richard Lugar. By the time I worked on it in 2001, George Bush said, no, we don't really care so much if the Soviet Union or the former Soviet Union, and Kazakhstan and Ukraine and all those Tajikistans, and if they have loose nukes, a nuclear suitcase, it's not that important. Tax cuts. Yeah, tax cuts. That's where we should spend the money. Not on for everyone. I mean, we'll give a few hundred bucks because that socialist Bernie Sanders from Vermont wants it. But we'll give millions of dollars to the super rich. Anyway, when I found out all the information that the government didn't want the press to know and the press wasn't reporting, I decided to leave my job in Congress. And I came on the radio to give the inside scoop. And I've been doing that for the last 5 years. And I'm really pleased and honored that Leslie Marshall, while she's on vacation, has invited me on to give you the inside scoop. Lately, of course, I've been talking about the election. It's hard not to talk about it. It is 11 days away. But what strikes me about this election, given that we have an economy that's being run into the ground, the worst financial crisis indeed since the Great Depression, and we'll talk about that a little later on, how can we not? It is the biggest issue of our moment. The biggest issue of the day. But what's fascinating to me is that this is an election where the Obama supporters are very much focused on the economy, very much focused on what he would do to help middle-class Americans, not just super wealthy people. And the McCain supporters, well, they're focused on everything, everything negative about Obama. Not so much about what he'd do as president. No. They just want to connect him with everything under the sun. I still get emails from some people who are just flat out libeling the guy, slandering the guy, making up crazy theories. He's the Manchurian candidate. He is a secret terrorist being trained in some madrasa in Pakistan. He wasn't even born here. He has no... all these vicious, vicious lies that... I wrote back in very strong terms with those people and told them never to write me again. And in fact, I told all their friends, too, because there's a difference between saying what you believe in, supporting a candidate, and this just throwing out vicious lies. It's like when they swift boated John Kerry 4 years ago. Democrats have all kinds of problems with John McCain and Sarah Palin. But what we don't do, I'm proud to say, is I haven't heard a single Democrat anywhere in the country, including some radicals. I haven't heard Michael Moore, for example, challenge John McCain's service. We don't do that. Because Democrats, and particularly Obama Democrats, are reaching out. And that's why I think that Obama is doing so well. In states like North Carolina, in Virginia, in Colorado, in Missouri, Ohio, states that used to be red states. Because I think Obama is really reaching out to be a president of the entire country. That's why, as I pointed out a couple days ago, he's actually running ads in Utah, a state that will never vote for him, because he wants to be the president of all Americans. One of the neat things about Barack Obama is that he's someone who can talk with someone he disagrees with. And that can be on the far left or on the far right. He can have a preacher like Reverend Wright, who he disagrees with, but he listens to because he understands that even some of the crazed stuff of Reverend Wright, along with the more sane stuff, represents the feelings of a lot of people, in this case, urban African Americans in Chicago. He can also talk with and work with Tom Coburn. You may know him. He's a senator from Oklahoma, extremely conservative. He talked about a death penalty for abortions at one time. Very, very right-wing stuff. But Obama could work with him, in fact, on the Obama-Coburn bill, which is a law, very good law, that requires Congress to put all its spending, whether it's earmarks or anything else, to list each and every item in their appropriations on the website so that Americans can follow exactly what Congress is doing. So if they're going to be spending money on a rainforest in Iowa, for example, people are going to know about it. And that's a very good act. And he could work with Coburn, even though he dramatically differs with Tom Coburn on so many other subjects. And what I like about Obama is this ability to work with others. He could disagree. He can have different points of view with people, but he doesn't try to make them evil. He doesn't try to use personal attacks to take somebody down. And what's fascinating to me is that this is the way Republicans have won for so long. And it seems to be failing this year. It seems to be failing. I mean, you know, they can't tie him to William Ayers anymore. They can't try to swift boat him anymore. All these negative attacks are failing. And I'm wondering if the old Republican troika, the three G's, the three things they can always do to rile up Americans to vote against Democrats, what are they? Well, of course, they're God, guns, and gays. If maybe it's failing this year. If maybe religious Americans can understand that Democrats aren't trying to take you away your churches. They're not trying to kick you out of your pews. They're not trying to bring Satan to America. No, in fact, most Democrats are profoundly religious people themselves. They just have different religious views from the Republicans. And in fact, that's part of what makes America great, our diversity of religious views. On guns, well, let's face it. We have a very reasonable position, Democrats. Democrats believe, Obama believes, that guns are okay unless, you know, you're a murderer. Unless you've committed some kind of vicious crime. In which case, no, you can't have a gun. If you're mentally ill, no, you can't have a gun. But if you're sane and you're an adult, fine. Now, the NRA, National Rifle Association, is doing the same ads they did in 2004, the same things they did in 2000. You know, Obama will take your guns away. Well, if you're a mentally deranged killer, yes, 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 Obama will take your guns away. But if you're a law-abiding adult, no. Obama's not going to take your guns away. You're okay. And, of course, the last issue of gay equality. Now, that's the one. That was always the biggest one for Republicans. That was Karl Rove's coup de grace, right? That was his icing on the cake. That's the one thing he knew would always win him an election. And he, in fact, said that in 2004, he won Ohio and therefore the presidency for George Bush because at the same time as the election, they had in Ohio an amendment that would prohibit gay people from getting married. And he said, well, that's all those people, those religious people, those intolerant homophobes, they came out and they voted down equality for their fellow Americans. And that's why we won in Ohio. Strictly a campaign of hate. And of course, they're trying it again in Florida. In Florida, there is a campaign, much like the one in Ohio, to ban the right of gay people to get married, even though it's already illegal for gay people. There's already second-class citizenship for gay people in 47 states of the country, right? So Florida is simply putting in law what's always there. But it's the idea is to rile up the religious vote, to make them come around. Meanwhile, in one of the bluest of the blue states, in California, there is a bill to do something quite different, to take rights away, equal rights of gay people, that they've been given by the Supreme Court under the California Constitution. And what's striking to me is how a notion that 10 years ago was seen as radical and crazy, the idea that gay people could be, oh, I don't know, normal human beings who live and love and want to be in relationships just like anybody else, was seen as radical and satanistic and all those kinds of things. Well, I think people are getting used to the idea. In Connecticut, what, 2 weeks ago, the state Supreme Court said, guess what? Gay people should have equal rights as straight people. They should be able to get married, too. And it was pretty much not a peep. I mean, remember when Vermont gave civil unions 10 years ago? Huge, huge battles. And even Massachusetts, the first state to allow gay people to marry. Lots of fights. Massachusetts pretty much gotten used to it. I don't think there'll be any constitutional amendments anytime soon. But the election in November is not just about the presidency. It also includes a constitutional amendment in California to take away the equal rights that gay people now enjoy to get married. And the religious right has raised a fascinating, massive sum of money, mostly from the Mormon Church. And they're outspending the pro-equality people by millions of dollars. And, you know, I would ask that as you give money to the Obama campaign, which has a decent amount of it, is doing pretty well with money, that people consider funding marriage equality as well. Because the one thing I've never understood from the opponents is how it harms them, right? In Connecticut, now gay people can get married. How does that harm a straight couple? And yet, we now know that there are people, there's a family that was described in some of the literature I was reading on air. They gave $50,000. This is a middle-class family struggling to get by in a 10-year-old car, they said, with one earner in the family. It's a guy. He's a Mormon. He's got 5 sons. And he's giving pretty much everything he owns to prevent gay people from being happy, to make his fellow citizens miserable. And it seems to me the only thing left in the right wing these days, the only thing they've got left is hate. That's the only thing they believe in anymore. And I gotta say, I think it's sad. I think it's sad that the only thing left of the Republican Party is fear and hate. But maybe you disagree. Let me know. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. We'll be right back after this.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of truth. The Leslie Marshall Show, 888-6-LESLIE.
The holiday season is right around the corner, and Ace Hardware is helping you stay one step ahead with expert advice and everything you'll need to make sure your home is ready. Like Ace Royal Paint, starting at just $19.99 a gallon. For more great deals now through Monday, get to your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place. For 2 years in a row, Ace has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction among home improvement stores by J.D. Power & Associates. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
So, John's doctor told him it's time to get serious about his blood pressure. Eat a healthy diet, exercise regularly, which I've been telling him to do for years, and take a dietary supplement called Amil BP every day.
The naturally derived ingredient in Amil BP has been clinically shown to help maintain healthy blood pressure. Amil BP is safe and has no side effects.
And it's so easy, he's actually doing it.
Maintain healthy blood pressure with Amil BP, available at Walgreens, CVS, and other retailers near you.
Ahoy there.
Hey, buddy, glad you could make it. Come on aboard.
I thought the two of us were going fishing. Who are all these people?
Shh, paparazzi.
Paparazzi?
Yeah, paparazzi. GEICO helped me save so much money on my boat insurance, I paid these people to treat me like a celebrity.
Huh, good move.
Saving you money on your boat insurance is our business. What you do with the money is your business. GEICO Power Sports. Insurance for your car and the other stuff that moves you.
Are you part of the 65% of Americans struggling to make the minimum monthly credit card payment? Do you know that 90% of that monthly payment goes to interest? Want to stop the payment merry-go-round?
Yes. Someone please help me with my credit card debt.
You can finally rest easy. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Relief USA, 800-426-1084.
Debt Relief USA helped clean up my credit problem and save me tons of money in interest payments.
Debt Relief USA can get you debt-free in less than 36 months. Call the debt specialist, 800-426-1084. That's 800-426-1084 for Debt Relief USA.
AM 1520.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 in coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Term Busters is a company that specializes in term life insurance. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a free no-obligation quote at 1-800-862-TERM. That's 1-800-862-8376. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Term Busters at 1-800-862-TERM or visit their website, termbusters.com. Rates and availability vary by state, individual, and results of physical exam.
AutoZone. Putting off an oil change? Well, the more you delay, the more you could pay.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone knows that changing your oil on schedule can protect your engine from costly damage. So change it now. Only at AutoZone. Get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a Bosch oil filter for only $17.99. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your engine and save. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
In the number one New York Times bestseller, Marley and Me, America fell in love with the world's worst dog. Now author John Grogan takes you home again in his new family memoir, The Longest Trip Home. Hailed as hilarious and heartwarming, it's the funny, touching story of a boy growing up at odds with his parents and the adult son who finds his way back to them before it's too late. Read The Longest Trip Home by John Grogan, now in hardcover from William Morrow, and look for Marley and Me now in paperback.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine, having the honor and privilege filling in for Leslie Marshall. I've got two Daves from Buffalo on the line, so I'll ask second Dave to hold on while I talk to the first Dave. We're talking about, well, what's become of the Republican Party. Now, many, many Republicans are leaving the party. Colin Powell, we had Chris Buckley, the son of William F. Buckley, the founder of the National Review, a very well-respected conservative. George Will has given his criticisms. I'm not talking about you folks. I'm talking about the ones who seem to remain in the party where all they seem to have left is God, gays, and guns. Not that there's anything wrong with God, guns, or gays, but it's fascinating to me that in a time of economic crisis, fear and anger seems to be the only thing the Republican Party can talk about. But I want to see what Dave One of Buffalo flanks. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hi. Am I the Dave?
You are the Dave. You're on.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I can at least try to explain where the Mormons are coming from. I used to be a Mormon. And,
yeah, I'd like you to explain, because I frankly, look, if you want to teach whatever religious point of view, fine. That's, you know, that's good. That's freedom of religion. I support that. But when you start teaching to harm another group of Americans, that's where I draw the line.
Okay. Well, see, this is their viewpoint, as I understand it. They think that the very act of performing any kind of gay relationship is sinful. As a matter of fact, it's like a great sin. It's some really evil sort of thing to do. So, starting from there, what they do is they go ahead and they try to create or help implement laws in this country that'll outlaw that kind of thing. And the other thing, from the more practical perspective, for them to raise their children and to teach their children that the whole concept of being gay is really evil and sinful, it's much easier to do that if the very act is against the law. If gays could be married in this country legally, then the opportunity for Mormons to be able to teach their children that it's sinful and evil and terrible and all the rest would really greatly be diminished. And so they really fight as strong as they can against legalizing gay marriage.
Which is very interesting to me because, I mean, obviously it is legal in three states in the United States, even if California changes its mind. We'll still have Massachusetts and Connecticut. But what's interesting to me is why people feel they have to legislate morality. I mean, if you want to teach your children that something is bad, you know, that's your right. They're your kids. But to me, it's a fear. It's a belief, really, that they're wrong. Because if you believe you're right, and you teach your kids your religious view, and you think you're right, then you teach them, you believe it's logical, it makes sense. And then if they hear from someone else who disagrees, they'll be able to say, no, that doesn't make sense. Let me tell you my belief. It's insecurity in thinking, well, maybe we don't have it right, that leads them to want to teach. Frankly, it reminds me very much of the Taliban in Afghanistan. You know, if everyone believed that women should be covered up in burqas from head to toe, they wouldn't need to use the law to enforce it. But because they insecurely believe that some Muslims perhaps don't believe that women should be treated this way, that's why they use the law to enforce it.
Well, see, they come at it from the perspective that they have a responsibility to try to help you to live a righteous life. And if that means to, in some ways, force you to not commit sin, they don't think that that's wrong. They think it's okay to pass laws that will force you to be more righteous and to be a better person, and eventually maybe put you in a position where they could come and teach you to that their way is the right way.
So how can they join with libertarians who claim they want the government out of our lives? I think what you're telling me is that the Mormon Church truly wants a theocracy, that they're against the separation of church and state in America. They probably want to throw away the First Amendment and institute their particular religious law. What makes them different from the Iranian theocracy or the one in Afghanistan, for that matter?
There isn't a whole lot of difference. And you know, you could make that argument, and I would make that argument, that most religions do think along those lines.
I think there are many religions that say we want our adherents to believe XYZ. You know, Orthodox Jews say we don't think that Orthodox Jews should eat pork. But they're not trying to force the government to, you know, not allow kosher food. I mean, the same is true with anything, with any religion that has a particular religious belief. Why can't religion? I mean, to me, what America was founded on was religious freedom, the idea that you could teach whatever you want, but you don't force the non-religious adherents to believe it.
Yeah, but again, I think the Mormon Church is just another example of modern-day Christian churches which do believe that you should force your religion down other people's throats. And again, they're not saying that they should turn this country into a Taliban-like regime.
No, but I got to tell you, that way goes theocracy. Thank you for your call. I really appreciate particularly the insight from the ex-Mormon. If you want to call in, folks, it's 888-653-LESLIE. Excuse me, 653-7543. Back after this.
Real stories from real letters about Gold Bond Ultimate Softening Lotion. Julie, a sales rep from New York, writes,
"In this business, first impressions are everything. Rough, dry skin does not make a good impression.
Gold Bond Ultimate Softening Lotion for soft skin that looks great
and feels fantastic.
7 essential moisturizers, vitamins A, C, and E, plus shea butter leave your skin healthy, smooth, and really soft.
Can your lotion do that?
Gold Bond Ultimate Softening Lotion.
This stuff really works."
And now for the bonus round. If this little piggy went to market, how much milk did it buy?
4 gallons?
Correct. If a tree grows in Brooklyn...
A weed is cut in Staten Island.
Correct. How much gas do you use renting movies from Netflix?
None.
Correct! Netflix! Over 1 billion movies delivered so far. 0 late fees. Choose your movies online and have DVDs delivered to your door in about 1 business day. Start your free trial and get unlimited movie rentals. Netflix! See terms of use.
A new voice, a new choice, and 50,000 watts to back it up. The voice of the new majority, AM 1520, WWKB Buffalo.
Hello, my name is Harold Glickstein, and I live at Weinberg Campus.
Harold lives at the Meadows Residential Apartments on Weinberg Campus. The Meadows serves 3 meals each day and provides an emergency response system for independent seniors and social activities.
It's a community affair. There's conversation, some music, bingo, and I'm playing cards a little bit. These are good things to have and makes your day go by much faster.
Weinberg Campus was designed for the new realities of aging, offering 7 specialized environments for the elderly.
And the average night at supper, we'll have maybe 15 or 25 people talk, and last night, I don't think we broke up till about 8:30.
The widest range of care for all levels of independence with affordable options.
The staff, they are very good. They're personable and very helpful.
Weinberg Campus, everything for aging, all in one place. 639-3311. Online at weinbergcampus.org.
There's something for everybody here. It's an enjoyable experience.
Spend an evening with the most stirring and powerful blend of rock and classical music ever heard. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live. Saturday, December 6th, 2 shows, 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. at HSBC Arena. Critics have called it strikingly original and breathtaking. You will call it sensational. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in a concert spectacular. Saturday, December 6th, 2 shows, 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. at HSBC Arena. Reserve seats on sale now at HSBC Arena box office and through tickets.com via online. Charged by phone or tickets.com locations. Don't miss Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live. Pick up the new CD, The Lost Christmas Eve, in stores now. Available at Target. Produced by The Bowery Presents.
If Wall Street makes you nervous, here's our prescription, a dose of the Dollar Doctors. Their supply and demand approach leads to rational decisions. Several ways to listen to the Dollar Doctors, live Saturday mornings at 10 on WWKB 1520 or online at sapriston.com, or hear the reruns Saturday nights at midnight on KB. Those times for the Dollar Doctors at 1520 WWKB, 10 a.m. and 12 midnight Saturdays, or on sapriston.com, live Saturday mornings at 10 or archived anytime. The Dollar Doctors.
I'm going to say 8 words you won't believe. Buying a used car should not be painful. Now, here are 4 words that prove it. Honda Certified Used Cars. They're well-maintained late-model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then backed by one of the best warranties in the business. And now you can get low APR financing on all Pilot and Ridgeline Certified Used Honda models. Made you a believer, didn't I? Hey, it may be used, but it's still a Honda. Honda Certified Used Cars.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine filling in for Leslie Marshall all this week. And I kind of want to know what happened to the Republican Party. There was a time when the Republican Party was the party that was against big government. Do you remember that time? They were the party that said, get the government out of our lives. As Justice Louis Brandeis said, the most important thing that a government can do sometimes is leave us alone. Now, you know, I don't think that should be true in cases of where the government can give you some help, whether it's education or health care. Or a little bit of Social Security, which is an insurance program, right? It's not a retirement program. Basically, it protects you against disability or living too long, things like that. But I do think when it comes to your private life, the government should leave you alone. Well, now the Republican Party has thrown away its idea of leaving you alone in the economic sphere, right? Bush supported the big bailout plan. John McCain supports buying up mortgages, bailing out the banks, not just giving them money, owning parts of them that you have to pay back, but actually buying up the bad mortgages, the stupid subprime mortgages that they did. That's socialism, I guess. It's certainly more socialism than anything that Barack Obama wants. So they've thrown that out the window, and that's made a lot of the libertarians, the pure economic conservatives, pretty angry at the Republican Party. There are reasons why John McCain's having trouble right now. It's not just Sarah Palin's clothing bill. But then the question is, what's left? Who are the remnants of the Republican Party? Who are the 19% that still supports this president who has the lowest approval rating in history? Who are the people that are still going out there fighting hard, getting angry at rallies, trying to elect Sarah Palin? Well, they're the people affected by the 3 G's, God, guns, and gays. Those who believe that it is their religious responsibility, those that want their guns so much that they don't think that they think the Democrats will take them away, which is wrong. Probably only in D.C. has there ever been a handgun ban. And even there, you can have rifles. And gay people. Ah, gay people. The great bugaboo of Republican politics. Yes, yes, those people. We need to punish them. We need to make them second-class citizens. Well, there is an election in California that I think will foretell the future of that state and of the country. Because I think California has a chance to really turn the tide on theocracy to say, you know what, enough's enough. Live and let live. The fact that two people you don't even know want to live and love each other and have equal rights to you doesn't bother you. Leave them alone. We talked about the Mormon Church, which is funding the Yes on Prop 8 campaign in California, the one that would overturn the right of gay people to marry. And we had a very interesting caller, Dave, an ex-Mormon from Buffalo, telling me about they really want to enforce their rules on sin on non-Mormons. And they fear that their children won't believe their Mormon faith unless they make all of us non-Mormons follow their laws. Which, as I said, you know, to me, that's not so different from the Taliban or the theocracy of Iran. I think it's very, very dangerous. But I want to see what my next caller thinks. This is another Dave. Dave from Buffalo, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mark. Republicans in religion, religion first. Why isn't there a religious left? Why? Because religion is left. The only perversion goes right. And the anger, it's always been there as far as the anger and the hate, as far as the Republicans, because of the fact that the only thing is that the end game is here and now, and they've always been on the losing side of on the economy, on politics, but the only thing is it never fully collapsed during their saying, well, follow us to the end game. And well, we're at the end game, and they have nothing left but the lies and the hate and the visceral comments towards us. And it's driven because there's nothing left. They're at their end. We see what it is, and we're going away from it.
Dave, I think you're right. I think it's been stripped away. You know, the economic conservatives, of which there are some, and look, I disagree with them, but I understand their view. I respect their view. I don't call them hateful people. But they've been stripped away. They've understood that, well, you know, wait a minute. You know, Bush is giving all this money out to Wall Street. Sarah Palin is the queen of earmarks, right? Alaska gets more money, earmarks, socialism, whatever you want to call it, from the United States than any other state in the United States. I mean, her state is on welfare.
Right.
So if you believe in limiting government spending, you know, you're going to give it to the biggest welfare queen in America, the governor of Alaska, Sarah Palin. So I think as economic conservatives are stripped away, we see, I guess, the raw underbelly underneath. And what we have, I think, is theocracy. What we have is, and look, please understand here, I am not attacking people's religion so long as they only teach their religion to people who voluntarily join. Religion should be voluntary. Okay? Freedom of religion, First Amendment, people came to America to escape religious persecution. I don't care what you believe. I don't care if you believe that the god Marduk was split into heaven and earth, if you believe in the flying spaghetti monster, if you believe, and I don't want to say something offensive to other people.
How about peace? Can I believe in peace?
Well, I think you can, and I do think there is a religious left. I think they're less vociferous than a religious right. I look at people like Jim Wallace, but not exclusively him. I look at things like the Catholic bishop that recently came out. Very interesting, and said, you know what? There's more to the Catholic Church than abortion. Yeah, we care about that. That's one of the things we care about. But we also care about war and poverty and treating your fellow man kindly. And so, you know, he said that he's coming out for Obama. There is a religious left. And the irony is, if you're a Christian and you've read the New Testament and you hear that Jesus, guess what, hung out with lepers and prostitutes, that he said it's easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than a rich man to enter heaven. He overturned the money changers in the temple. I have to think that Jesus of Nazareth would not have supported a capital gains tax cut. call me crazy. He was a radical. He was a revolutionary. He looked out for the poor. The Bible has a jubilee year where you're supposed to redistribute wealth to the poor. These things are never talked about by the religious right. So it's not just that they're religious. It is, I think you're right, a perversion.
And Mark,
of
I think it's important to talk about too, like there's a lot of like there's a lot of people who are, you know, in the Democratic Party who are very strong Christians or Catholics. Just
Absolutely.
Because you're very strong in faith doesn't mean you're a Republican or something. The people who I seem to find who follow the religion strictly, but also in a peaceful sense, I seem to see more on the left side. And the people who seem to understand the religion more, I seem to see more on the left side. And I think that's lost. I think Republicans always seem to try to paint Democrats as godless. You know what I mean? You can't be a Democrat and be a true believer in your religion, it almost seems like. And that always bothered me.
I just make the distinction. To me, there's a difference between someone who believes in their religious faith and someone who wants to impose it by force of law. You know, Republicans always talk about, you know, they take your taxes by force of guns. If you don't pay, they can put you in jail. That's true. But there are people that want to impose religion by force of guns. The Mormon Church, for example, thinks that you should put gay people in jail for being gay. I mean, frankly, this is the same church that didn't think black people were equal until I think the 1970s or maybe it was the 1980s. So, you know, they have this ignoble past. But that, to me, is the defining point. I am not anti-religious by any way, shape, or form. But when you want to use religion to control the government, I don't mean, oh, you know, I believe religion says don't murder, so I want to stop murder. No, but there are good non-religious reasons to stop murder. It harms someone else. But when you have a religious ideal that doesn't harm anybody, I just don't think you can pass laws that don't harm anybody.
As an atheist, I would never prompt that on anyone. All I want is an open ear. And I have that with religion, and I hope you have that with atheism.
I certainly do. In fact, Dave, I'll tell you something. I don't know if you've seen, you probably have seen the polls as you're an atheist. It was fascinating to me. They showed a poll. What percentage of Americans would vote for a black man? You know, it was 92, 93%. How many Americans would vote for a woman? You know, 95%. How many would vote for a Jewish person? 89%. How many would vote for a Muslim? Actually, it was 60%. How many would vote for a gay person? It was about 55%. It's going down. But the lowest of all was how many of you would vote for an atheist who agrees with your views on everything else? It was below 50%. It was about 40%.
Mark, I'm here to change that. From me to you, peace.
Well, I appreciate that, and I agree with you. Listen, someone's religion should not be the reason why you vote for them. Hands down. All right, we're going to come back with more of the Leslie Marshall Show. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. Right back after this.
Leslie Marshall. Real people. Real life. Real talk. 888-6-LESLIE.
Real eczema sufferers get real results from Dermarest.
Eczema makes you scratch like a crazy dog.
It gets to the point where you just say, I'm tired of this. I don't want to itch anymore.
I tried Dermarest about a year ago, and ever since then, itching has not been a problem.
If I could recommend a product that works, Dermarest would be it. Immediately, it stopped the itching.
Dermarest eczema works immediately and is clinically proven to moisturize and provide itch relief for 24 hours. Feel your best and look your best with Dermarest.
I'm just so grateful to stop the itching.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more backtalking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-801-6378. 1-800-801-6378. Call now. 1-800-801-6378. 1-800-801-6378.
Are you part of the 65% of Americans struggling to make the minimum monthly credit card payment? Do you know that 90% of that monthly payment goes to interest? Want to stop the payment merry-go-round?
Yes. Someone please help me with my credit card debt.
You can finally rest easy. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Relief USA. 800-426-1084.
Debt Relief USA helped clean up my credit problem and save me tons of money in interest payments.
Debt Relief USA can get you debt-free in less than 36 months. Call the debt specialist. 800-426-1084. That's 800-426-1084 for Debt Relief USA.
A new voice, a new choice, the voice of the new majority. AM 1520. Ed Schultz.
Do you think that it's just going to be perfect when we have the confidence of the electorate out there? We have the confidence of the American people at an all-time low when we're voting on machines that aren't guaranteed to work? Of course there's going to be some people out there doing some stuff, but it's not Barack Obama's campaign. That's a cheap trick by the McCain camp, and they know it.
Hear Ed Schultz weekdays from noon till 3 on A New Voice, A New Choice, AM 1520.
Hello, I'm John Cilio, America's leading speaker on identity theft and a former victim. Believe me, identity theft is a horrible form of personal violation. But cyber criminals don't care who you are. They use malicious software and tricks to go after everybody like you and me who bank and shop online. That's why you need ID Vault. ID Vault picks up where ordinary internet security leaves off to protect your usernames, passwords, and credit card numbers. This isn't a service that tells you you've been robbed after the fact. With ID Vault, it's virtually impossible to steal your online identity in the first place. ID Vault safely stores your usernames and passwords, then automatically signs you into your online accounts so your identity is invisible to hackers and spyware. ID Vault even checks the validity of websites to keep you from being tricked by imposters designed to steal your identity and your money. Take it from someone who knows. The safest place for your online identity is in ID Vault.
Get ID Vault at Best Buy and Costco. Visit IDVault.com for a $10 saving.
Each of us wants a say in how and where we will spend our time. But did you know that more than half of seniors living in assisted living did not participate in the decision-making process? And that the average person spends more time planning their vacations than they do for potential care needs as they get older? At Bristol Home in Bristol Village, we recognize the importance of planning ahead. Knowledge is power, so know what your options are. Call 319-9500 or visit us at bristolhome.org. Bristol Home in Bristol Village, assisted living where family matters.
Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine. I'm here all week filling in for Leslie Marshall on a well-needed vacation. I want to know what's happened to the Republican Party. Is this only the remnants, only the Taliban remnants of the Republican Party? I want to play for you an ad that's currently running in California. This is an ad for Yes on Prop 8. It's an ad to take away the right of gay people. They now have equal rights in California, the right to marry and everything else. This is an ad urging Californians to take away that equal right. Listen to this ad.
By the way, as California goes, so goes the rest of the nation.
God, as California goes, so goes the nation. A confrontation between light and darkness will happen this November. A battle to save the very sanctity of marriage. To the victor goes the soul of the nation. Cry out to God for the deliverance of the homosexual, for the salvation of their lives, for the love of God to be poured out over their hearts. Where there is no hope, where there is no human remedy, God still has a holy prescription. We are calling the whole.
And then they show on the screen what looks like, I guess, a nuclear blast. You know, I wish I were making this up. I wish I were exaggerating this. No, this could be one of those Saturday Night Live episodes. This is a real ad.
I have to be honest with you, Mark. When you were playing that, you know, getting it ready, I thought that was a spoof of something.
No, not a spoof at all. This is a real ad. Now, it's one of those designated ads. They play them in churches. It's not one of those ads that appears on TV. This is an ad, and it goes through, and I can play more of it if you want to hear it. You can look it for yourself at crooksandliars.com. But this is a real ad asking people to contribute to the Yes on 8 campaign and talking about, you know, gay rights as apocalypse. And they use apocalyptic imagery, you know, blowing up things. If you listen to these people and they're yelling, they're screaming, they're angry, it's a frenzy. It's a frenzy. You know what? I'm going to play some more of that ad. Let's play some more of it because I only gave you the first 45 seconds. Let's play some more.
Whole nation to 40 days of prayer and fasting for California, culminating in a day of humility, cleansing, a day of battle like no other. Let the whole nation raise up massive praying hands for a wave of freedom and deliverance the state has never seen. We dare to believe in Jesus' name. This state has seen wave after wave after wave of revival that has swept its shores for 100 years. God, send us another Jesus movement. On November 1st, we will take our stand with tens of thousands of our brothers and sisters in united massive fasting and prayer at Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego, crying, God, have mercy. God, restrain. Hold back the flood. God, release a wave of revival to shape the future of the state and the future of America.
You got that? I mean, hold back the flood. The floods are coming. God will kill you if you allow gay people equality in America. God's going to kill you. Hurry up. Give all your money before God kills you. Stop the flood. The battle is commencing. Go out and kill the enemy. I got to say, I mean, if this doesn't remind you of Hitler Youth, what does? And then if a poor gay kid is murdered, they're going to say, we didn't say murder the guy. That's what's left of the Republican Party. That's all they've got left. I mean, look, look, I'm not saying John McCain's supporting this. I'm not. There are plenty of reasons to vote for John McCain apart from this. What I'm saying is that this seems to be the only excitement left in the Republican Party is this cruel trying to get some Americans to hate, viciously hate other innocent Americans. And, in the name of God. God that people have had crusades in the name of God, inquisitions in the name of God. This is going on. This is right under our noses. This is happening right now. Let me go to Doug. Doug's been waiting a long while. Doug, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
First of all, I got to tell you, you're stereotyping like Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh.
Okay? Am I?
I'm a Republican. I'm socially liberal. I have gay friends. I work with gay people. I've had gay people sleep at my house, two men. So tell me every Republican's that way.
No, I'm not telling you every Republican's that way. Let me be clear.
Not Republicans.
No, I am not telling you every Republican's that way. I'm condemning these particular people.
I condemn what I just heard there. That is sickening. It makes me sick to my stomach. But let me tell you something. And 95% of Republicans would say the same thing.
You know, I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
I mean, I think you say this. No, look, Doug.
There's a gay person that kept in the closet. She came out. Everyone supported her. These are staunch right-wing Republicans. I won't condone that. You know who that sounded like? That sounded like Reverend Wright. The Democrat that supports Obama. Reverend Wright, that sounded like. It sounded like Farrakhan. But no, don't stereotype.
But wait, isn't that stereotyping and generalizing now because you're just assuming that...
I don't like Republican stereotyping Democrats.
Okay, Doug,
let me be fair
to you and to other Republicans. I'm certainly not saying you believe this. I'm glad to hear you condemn it. I'm bringing it out so that people can hear it and condemn it. And as I said, there are plenty of reasons to support Republicans apart from that, okay? What I'm saying is that because the economic issues are turning so many Republicans off to the Republican Party, that this seems to be the remnant. These seem to be the people that are most excited, that are most coming out in the Palin rallies, the ones saying kill him and terrorists and all of that. I'm not saying that about you, Doug, but I am saying that about a certain fairly strong remnant of your party. I mean, you know, this...
Mark, come on. Just like I honestly believe that every Democrat is not a tree-hugging liberal. A lot of Democrats are big on national security. I don't stereotype, and I don't agree with Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity when he does it. Or your friend in Chicago, Mark Levin. Have you ever heard his talk show?
Yeah, he's terrible. He's Mark Levin, by the way. They don't pronounce it the same way. I'm glad.
Okay, but anyways, he's a right-wing radical, too. But all I'm saying, Mark, I don't own a gun, okay? I don't hate gays, and, you know, I'm not a Bible thumper. I'm
okay,
just an average
fair
guy
enough.
Working my back off, and I don't believe, you know, Obama's gonna tax the butt off me. That's what he's going to do. And I don't believe it's like force the religion, throw people in jail if they're gay. That is ridiculous. That's like saying he's going to force me. I'm working my tail off, building a company, and I'm not making tons of money, believe me.
But well, let me ask you this, Doug, on that issue, because, you know, what I don't understand is economic conservatives. I think many of them have deserted your party. You're still there. You're still loyal. I guess I don't understand that. If you're not making $250,000 a year, and I take it you're not.
No, I'm not making.
Then Barack Obama, and this is the Congressional Budget Office that says this is, you know, nonpartisan people, says that you're going to do better under Obama's plan than John McCain's plan. Unless you believe that Obama's, you know, not telling you the truth, you will do better under Obama than McCain.
Oh, come on. Do you honestly believe you can increase? The numbers don't add up. You know that, and I know that, and Obama does. That's like Bill Clinton saying everyone's going to get a tax break. He raised the taxes. And you think, who creates jobs? The guy who starts
the middle
off
class.
Small like I do. The guy who starts off small creates jobs, and he's going to get punished. It's socialism. It's a socialist.
Whoa.
It is. He's a socialist, Mark.
No, wait a minute. Because you said a bunch of different things. Okay. First of all, there's a million ways I want to talk with you, Doug. First of all, how do you define socialism? Would nationalizing the banks count? Would a big bailout to Wall Street count or not?
No. Socialism is what you do is you treat people differently. For instance, 40-some-odd% of the people in the country don't pay taxes, but they're going to receive a check.
They do pay taxes. They pay something called payroll taxes. You've heard of those, right?
I'm sorry?
They pay payroll taxes. These are working people. They pay taxes.
Mark, the entrepreneurs.
Here's what I don't get, Doug. You do better under Obama than McCain. If you talk about the numbers not adding up, John McCain has said that he will balance the budget at the end of 4 years. Now, that causes, whenever he says it in a room, most people laugh, including John McCain, because he knows he's not going to tax anybody, and he's gonna decrease the deficit. Look, you can stick around, Doug. We got to take a break, but I want to get back to you. And we can go to this, because we talk economics all the time. Under Obama, you, Doug, will be better off. Vote for Republicans if you like, but you can't deny the fact Obama teaches you, it helps you more. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. Doug, stick around. We'll go into this after the break.